Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh, everybody's being mean to me. I have mental health. Everybody's piling on. And he's going to go in his little cocoon. And he'll stay there, bro. You got to fight. Look, bro. It's hard. It's hard as you're going to have days where you don't want to do anything. You're going to have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You got to get the up and you got to get in the fucking fight. That's reality. The minute you lay down is the minute that all those demons and all that anxiety and all that stress and all that fear fucking get you. You have to keep fighting. You have to wake up and do your fucking job. Even if you have to crawl through it, you've got to get up and do it. Because the minute you lay down, that got you forever, bro, and you can't get out of it. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You could still act, you could still execute, you could still work, and you could still be successful. In fact, working when you're tired is what is going to make you successful. So off with this bullshit about how tired you are. Nobody cares, and nothing great was ever achieved without it. It's a part of the recipe. Being tired is a part of the success recipe, so get used to it. Am I sitting here saying, oh, well, you need to run yourself into the dirt? That's not what I'm saying. That's what the politically correct, socially correct people will say. Oh, Andy's saying, run yourself into the dirt till you're dead. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, don't be a weak little bitch. I'm saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life was built by tired people. And if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Ask yourself, what choice do you have? Because you really don't have one. Because everybody believes that at some point in time, they're going to turn it on, or some point in time, they're going to catch momentum, or some point in time, they're going to become what it is they want to become just by circumstance or by default or by breathing the air. That's not what it takes, bro. People who think that get to the end of their life and they're like, I wasted my life. Okay, that's what they end up thinking. And there's really nothing worse than that. There's nothing worse than getting to the end of your life and saying, damn, dude, I didn't even really try. And that's where you're headed if you don't go. This is why you, those of you with parents, need to teach your kids reality. Stop teaching your kids bullshit. Stop teaching your kids that they're gonna be okay if they don't try hard. Stop teaching your kids that they're ultra special because they came out of your vagina. Like, bro, there's been trillions of people billions of people have lived on this earth all through history, they had kids. You're not the first one. You know what I'm saying? And your kid, no matter how much you love it, is not special compared to all the other kids. Now,
it is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to make them special, that's a different thing. You want to spend hours and hours and hours and hours working with them like my brother does with his son, who is dominant in sports. Okay? The kid goes out and plays soccer, scores 5 goals. They got to take him out of the game. And all the parents are pissed off. Like, one of the parents literally took his shirt off and started screaming at my brother. But here's the thing. These parents are pissed off because they didn't do shit with their kids, where Sal spent f***ing hundreds of hours with Enzo practicing over and over and over and over again. And he goes out and kicks ass. And guess what they do on the way home? They laugh about the ass kick and they just lay down.
Celebrate.
And they have fun. And they're happy. You think Enzo's depressed? He got his f***ing lost?
Yeah.
Bro.
He ain't asking for no mental break.
That's what I'm saying. Because he's f***ing doing the work and he's winning, bro. Like, you want to cure this? Get out of your own head. Get out of your feels. Get to fucking work and start producing some fucking good shit for yourself. That'll fix that. And here's the thing you got to understand, okay? All these people who you look at, who have built the things that you want to build, who have become the kinds of people that you want to become, all of those people were afraid too. All of those people had doubts just like you. All of those people had a little dialogue inside their head, said, what if it doesn't work? What if I do this and everybody laughs at me? What if I do this and everybody makes fun of me? What if I do this and I fall on my face?
They all had that, and guess what happened? They did fall on their face, and everybody did laugh at them. But every single time they fell, they got back up. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the truth. Nobody has built what it is you want to build. Nobody has become what it is you're trying to become without pushing through the same things that you're dealing with now. They don't have more talent. They don't have more skill. They were just willing to be laughed at, and you aren't.
Well, I see a lot of people, either they don't believe in themselves, or they don't believe they can be great, so they don't try, or they think they got all the time in the world, and they think it's just going to work out. And like, dude, I know for a fact that's not the case, and it's very frustrating, dude. It's like, dude, imagine if you saw someone that you care about, and you saw them standing in the road, and an 18-wheeler was coming, and no matter how much you yelled at them, no matter how much you screamed, they couldn't hear you. That's what it's like for me with other people. That's why I get so frustrated. That's why the internet sees me and they're like, what's going on with this guy? Why is he so angry? I'm angry because you guys don't understand what you're actually capable of. And you're the guy standing in the road and I'm the guy screaming at you and you're not hearing what I'm saying. And then they'll say, well, everybody wants different things. Yeah, everybody does want different things now when you're young and you don't have to worry about real shit. But I'm going to tell you, when you're older, you're going to feel differently. And that's real shit. And there's a lot of people that I've grown up with who have had that attitude of, oh, well, it'll all work out. And you know what? Now they're struggling. Now they're having to do a bunch of shit they don't want to do.
What makes you so special that you think that you're going to be able to accomplish what they've accomplished without going through that process? In fact, that's pretty f***ing arrogant, isn't it? You think you're so special that you get to skip all the hard parts and the universe is just going to line up for you and everything's going to be easy? You think that you get to skip all the parts where everybody laughs at you and everybody makes fun of you and everybody says that you're stupid and crazy and never going to be able to do it? You think you're going to be able to skip? Why? What makes you so special that you could skip that and everybody else had to go through it? That's what you don't understand. The shit you want to become, the life you're trying to build, that's the price you're going to pay. And everybody's paid it. Everybody. Everybody you look up to has paid that price. What makes you think you're not going to have to pay it?
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through. Okay, if I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches. That's what I tell myself. When I don't want to come here and I don't want to do this and I get tired of, you know, doing what I do, which happens to everybody. You go through ups and downs. I pretend like I have zero options. I say, well, if I don't.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Do this, bro. I'm going to be digging ditches, so I better show the f*** I'm going to get it done. And that might sound ridiculous to you because that's not the truth anymore, but I still tell myself that, and that's how I operate. So you have to pick something. And then you have to commit to it for as long as that's going to take to make sure that you see it through.
I'm trying to tell you that being tired is part of the f***ing game. Okay? So it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being f***ing tired way more than you're not tired. Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired. Okay, and that's a huge competitive advantage over everybody else. I don't have the resources to get this done. Bro, nobody has the resources. That's what forces the creativity. That's the skill that you will have a massive advantage with over all of your competitions 10 years from now. So what, you're competing with someone that's better funded? So what, you're competing with someone with rich parents? So what, you're competing with someone with all the shiny new tools and everything that they need to succeed? Those people will use those things as a crutch. And then 10 years from now, When they have to make a creative decision, they won't be able to make it because they never honed the skills, because they were never forced to, because they never understood what it meant to work without actual resources. And because we grow up and we all know that we don't know what we're doing, we all think we're unqualified. But the secret is, guys, everybody's unqualified. All these people that you look at, all these people that you look up to, they don't have anything that you don't have. They just do things differently than you do. And what they do and what unsuccessful do, and this comes from my observation of many, many years, it really comes down to one thing. You know, people who win make up their minds and then they say, I'm going to do this no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it is, no matter what I have to go through to make this happen. And they start climbing before people and they keep climbing after other people quit. And that's the secret to doing this. There's no special skill. There's no secret knowledge. There's no magic. In fact, the magic that everybody thinks there is just simply persevering through the hard things that come our way and never stopping. And the people who say focus on your strengths and you don't need to worry about your weaknesses, that's not an accurate statement. It's not reality. Because what'll happen is you will get really strong over here in this one area, but this weak part, this part that keeps on taking on water, will end up pulling you back. It'll act as if you're running full speed with a parachute on all the time. So while you don't need to dwell on your weaknesses, you do need to pay them enough attention to where you can handle them, to where they don't become a hindrance to the process or the journey that you're on. Dude, you know what the common theme is with all the questions we get here? It always has to do with getting validation from outside motherfuckers. You do not need them to believe in you. You do not need your friends to tell you you're great. All you have to do is go become great and they will recognize it. You don't have to get a permission from Fat Susie Homemaker over here at your PTA meeting or how to raise your kid. You don't need permission from Bob the Builder to become a woodworker. Like, you don't need permission, motherfucker. Stop framing your questions that way. I'm going to make fun of you every time you do it. You don't need, nobody ever came to me and said, Andy, you have what it takes to become a successful entrepreneur. Or Andy, you have what it takes to build multiple successful podcasts. Actually, I got told I was a idiot. Actually, I got told that I couldn't do Actually, I got told I should get a real job. Actually, I got told that I wasn't capable of any of the things that I've done. I'm not trying to do them. I've done them. Okay? If I went around and asked people what I could and couldn't do, I'd be sitting in the same spot I was 20 years ago. You guys know that I talk openly about this thing called the big voice a lot, all right? The big voice is that voice inside your head that is always negative, that always tells you why you can't do something or why you shouldn't do something. And the reason the big voice is so effective on all of us is because it is the exact voice that knows exactly what to say to get us to pause or to get us to wait or to get us to put off for tomorrow what needs to be done right now. This can wait till tomorrow is one of the most effective lies the voice uses. Why is it so effective? Because it's not telling you to give up. It's not saying, hey, bail out on your dreams. It's just telling you to pause until tomorrow. It's not telling you to stop working on your goals. If it did that, you'd be alert to the voice. So it comes in real creepy-like and it tells you, hey, you did enough today. This can be done tomorrow. And that sounds good when you're tired. That sounds good when you're worn out. Right? Man, I have done a lot today.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
I know I didn't finish exactly what I'm supposed to finish, but this can't actually wait tomorrow, okay? And this is why it's so effective, okay? So it's very important to understand that this excuse, this lie that we tell ourselves about things waiting till tomorrow will ultimately cost you everything. You never start tomorrow. You always wait, and then you end up with a mountain so big you don't even want to climb it. So what's the answer? It's to do it now, all right? Why should you do it now? Because it's what I've said a billion times before on this show, all right? And I said it earlier in this talk too. Action gets results. It's an equation of math. It's 1 + 1 = 2. And if you take action right now, you are that much closer to the place that you're struggling to be, the place that you're angry at yourself for not being, will come to fruition that much faster if you go now. Okay, so you cannot continue to tell yourself over and over and over and over and over again to wait, because there is no better time than now. If you do it now, the results happen faster, and that's what you're ultimately after. The quickest way to get to where you want to go is by taking action right now and continuing to take action and pushing through these lies, especially this one about I'm going to wait till tomorrow, so that you can make the result happen faster for yourself. Do you want this result to happen when you're 100, or do you want this result to happen a year from now? It's up to you. A lot of people completely their entire lives up by thinking that their success is the result of them, when in reality, it's not the result of them. It's the result of the actions that the previous version of them have taken, which have produced this reality. Okay, so now you're in a reality of comfort. You've got some money in the bank. You're pretty fit. Things are going well. And then you stop. You stop doing the things that hungry person did. You stop doing the things that fat person did to get in shape. You stop doing the things that broke person did to fix that problem. And then what happens? The problems start to happen again. Okay, and slowly and surely you go back down to who you used to be in reality, not just in your mind. If the universe actually does create your life, okay, from your brain, how can it know what to create if you don't intentionally create it? It's gonna continue to give you more of what you're thinking about at the time. Right. And since what do most people think about? Most people think about Thursday night, happy hour, Friday night with the boys, we're gonna do this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so they continuously think about that, and that's what they continuously get in their life. Over and over and over, right? And like, if you audit yourself right now and you look at your life and then you're honest and you say, okay, well, what do I concentrate on? What do I fixate on? What are my thought processes? And you can become aware enough to be honest with yourself about where it is you spend your time visualizing. Even if you're not intentionally visualizing, you'll realize that your life is a direct reflection of the thoughts that you think. And so if we're honest with ourselves, that's the truth, okay? And this is why so many people get caught up in this cycle of mediocrity. It's because all they think about is how hard they have it. All you think about is how hard you have it, guess what the universe is going to give you? More hard shit, right? It gives you more of what you think about. I enjoy the things that are extremely difficult because I know that people that are competing with me won't do them. Like, for example, like when I go out, a lot of you guys watch me and you see me out, you know, doing the Live Hard program when it's minus 27 degrees, like it was a month ago. And you're like, why the f*** is this guy doing this? Well, the reason I'm doing it is because I'm training myself to do things. Like, I know for a fact that not a single one of my peers that owns a company out there that I'm competing with, or even in a personal development space, people I'm like, you know, my peers. Now, I'm not going to say they're competitors because I like these people. Mm-hmm. But I also take pride in being a little bit harder than what they are. And so while it may sound stupid to you, this is a way for me to prove to myself that I'm willing to do that they're not willing to do. People think that the world sees you a certain way and that that's how you are, and then you have to change it. That's not how it works. When you see yourself a certain way, the world respects that and sees you that way as well. And that goes for your habits, your lifestyle, or anything that you're trying to work on. And so, like, we create the image that the world accepts, and other people think that the world tells us what to be. And I think there is two classes of people, right? You have a class of people that understand, like, no, you, I'm going to
become what I want to become. And that's the small percentage. And then the rest of the percentage, the world tells them no three or four times. They're like, okay, I'm just going to take my place over here and be little and be small, live small, you know, and just be a regular person. And, you know, then they're like, why is my life like this? Well, bro, because you're not seeing yourself as the way you should be. And if you can't see yourself that way, then you need to build yourself into someone that you can see that way. Dude, get your shit together, bro. Stop reading fucking memes on the internet about how you need to get in your feels and start realizing this is a fucking war, bro. It's a fucking real thing. Yes. And whether you want to or not, you cannot opt out of the competition. You can fucking say, oh, you know, I don't feel like doing it. Okay, cool. We're going to lose. If you're in a predatory situation in nature, bro, which we are, you just don't get it. We're at the top of the food chain. There's more competition in the human race than there is competition in a pride of lions. But I'm going to tell you this. The minute you're a lion and you behave like a weak little bitch, you know what happens to you? The other lions eat you. And that's the same shit that happens with men. The minute you start pulling this shit, you're done, bro, because there's plenty of men like me and like all these people here in my building that'll kill you because they are so hungry to win and build for themselves. The game does not stop because you don't feel like playing it, bro. You are in competition whether you realize it or not. You just because we're all running from the lion, bro. We're all the gazelles running from the lion. And when you stop running, just because you want everybody else to stop running, say, I'm tired, guess what happens to you? You get f***ing eaten.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The lions don't give a shit. The rest of the world don't give a shit, bro, that you're having mental health problems. I'm sorry to tell you that. They just don't. I've had them my whole life. I figured out how to get around them. You know how I figured out how to get around them? By training myself day after day after day after day after day after day after day for years that I can win every single motherfucking day if I try. And when I get done with my day and I wake up in the morning, because usually in the morning is when I'm the most depressed and most anxious, by the time I get done with my day after kicking motherfucking ass all day, guess what I feel like when I get home? I feel like a million fucking bucks, bro. I feel fucking amazing. Because not only did I win, I won in the face of the negative shit. That's powerful shit. You giving up and laying down and staying on your fucking bed all day is gonna fucking kill you, dude. So there's this big thing on the internet where they say, comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is bad. Comparison is the thief of joy if you're not willing to get up and fucking compete. Okay, comparison is the thief of joy when you're doing nothing and you notice that other people are doing things and it steals your joy, which it should. This whole idea, 99% of the shit that's told to you online is told to you with the idea of pacifying the lazy that lives inside of you. If you watch all these feel-good people and you listen to what they say, and then you remember that there's a much bigger market for victims than there are for actual doers, then their content will make sense, okay? When you hear them say all of this feel-good shit, when you hear them make all these excuses and tell you not to do these things, how many of those people are actually going to go out and win? The answer is hardly any of them. They're going to go from event, to podcast, to mastermind, to personal coaching, looking for the answer that doesn't exist, okay, that they don't want to admit is the real path forward, which is figuring out what it is you want to do and then dedicating your entire life to making that happen. Yeah. And so when I pick up my phone and I'm out in full, you know, cold gear trying to do my shit, and I pick up my phone and I see everybody else like playing golf,
drinking hot chocolate,
right? Or chilling on the beach or whatever it is they do, I take a lot of pride in that. I'm like, yep, see, I'm winning, they're losing.
Yeah.
Right now at this minute, I'm winning, they're losing. Mm. So like, I like that. I like that feeling. And it gives me confidence into my own abilities and my own ability to persevere and do things that are difficult. And so that's how I frame it in my mind to embrace the hard things. Like when you can remember that Because, like, dude, here, this is a reality that most people are uncomfortable accepting, but it's true. You are in a competition. Like, you may say to yourself, I don't compete with anybody. I only compete with myself. And, like, we see this meme all over the place, right? Like, the only person that you compete with is the version of yourself yesterday. And while that may be true, that is how you should look at it.
It's a great way to look at it, sure.
Because how you're going to beat your external competition is by doing that, mm-hmm. okay? But here's what you have to realize about that. That doesn't mean the external competition is make-believe, right. fake, or it doesn't exist. And so a lot of people like to, like, opt out of competition by saying, I'm not competing with you, but you are.
Right.
And that's the reality. And so when you understand that that's reality, like, especially if you're in business, bro, you have competitors. These people might, like, bro, I'm friends with most of the people I compete with. Like, most of the dudes that run other companies that are my size or bigger and even a little bit smaller, I'm friends with all those guys. But guess what? I still want to beat them.
Yeah, for sure.
And they want to beat me. And when they do beat me, because sometimes they do, you know what I say? Dude, that's good. I could do that. I could do that better. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you allow these little micro competitions in your own brain to drive your progress forward. And a lot of people do themselves a disservice because they don't feel comfortable saying that they're competing with people and that they want to win. But the reality is like, that's the way the world works. You could deny it all you want, just like you could deny gravity. We could argue about gravity, bro. You could say it's fake. You could say it's bullshit. You could say it's made up. But if we go stand on the top of the building, we're going to see how much you actually believe that.
Right?
Because if you step off the side, you know what's going to happen. You're going to hit the ground.
Gravity going to kick your ass.
And this is no different than when people deny competition. Like, dude, every human being has a competitive nature ingrained in them. And then over the course of time, through schooling, through indoctrination, through propaganda, that, especially recently, the last 20 years, you know, through participation trophies, telling people they're special when they are just like everybody else and all this, we have weeded out the competitive nature of humans by the time they're 20 years old. Most people believe that people are either born with discipline or they're not. They either have it or they don't. And while it can appear to be that way, it's just not the truth. Discipline is a skill that has to be nurtured, invested in, maintained, watched forever. It's something that you have to invest in and be aware of forever. It is diminishing skill set. It's no different than playing a musical instrument. If you play a musical instrument for 10 years and you quit for 10 years, it's almost like starting over.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right. This is on a shorter scale. Okay. Like, if you eat good for 2 weeks and then you eat bad for 2 weeks, you got to start over. So when we think about discipline, we have to stop thinking about it as a trait that we are gifted with and start thinking of it as a skill that we develop. And when you develop that skill of adherence through building your discipline by leaning into the things that are uncomfortable intentionally and making sure that your boss voice, the voice that tells you what you should do versus your voice, the voice that tells you why you shouldn't do it and why it's going to be okay. You got to make sure that voice wins all the time. The voice is not an amateur. The voice knows exactly what to say at exactly the right time to get us to pause and wait and ultimately procrastinate our dreams away. Okay. It doesn't want you to feel totally defeated. It doesn't want you to feel totally demoralized. Because in your misery, you're going to find the resolve to start again. Only this time, you're going to work that much harder because you know the voice is coming. The big voice only wants to delay your win, to delay your work. It wants you to just put off getting things done for one more day, all right? And one more day leads to another day, and then it leads to another day, and then it leads to a week, and then it leads to a month, and then it leads to years. Guys, this is how I got to be 350 pounds. I told myself I was going to start every Monday for 4 years. I never started. And the reason I didn't start was because I was told every single day, hey man, you're tired, you're stressed, business is hard, look, we'll tackle this at a later time. Only that little later time accumulates and accumulates and accumulates until we're to a point where the mountain's so big that you're demoralized by the mountain. And then you lose. We're all born with the competitiveness inside of us. And then it's weeded out by society. You know, when we first grow up, when we're you know, under the age of, you know, let's say eight, we are taught, oh, you could be anything. You could be anything. You could be a doctor. You could be a lawyer. You could be a president. You could be anything, right? But as time goes, by the time you're a senior in high school, they're telling you, like they told me, that you're a f-ing idiot. And that, dude, you should just, you know, relegate your dreams to being a regular person.
Time to be realistic.
Yeah, that's right. And so that is weeded out of us, you know? Like when I was a senior in high school, I was told, you know, they said, well, what do you want to do? I told them where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do. And I was, and the response was, Andy, you're not cream of the crop, man. That's a path for people that are cream of the crop, and that just ain't who the f- you are. And I remember that burned in my brain like it was yesterday. I'm glad it was said to me because I used it as fuel. But I'm just saying, as an example, that's the over the course of 17 years, that's the progression of humanity. And so people come out of school where they should be prepared for actual competition. They come out thinking that competition is immoral, that it's wrong, that it doesn't exist, or that you can opt out of it. And the truth is, you cannot opt out of it. Competition is real, and it's real in your job, it's real in your life, it's real in your relationship. How many of you motherfuckers lost a partner in your relationship to somebody else? We're living in a competitive world. This is the truth. This is the reality. And so when you deny that as reality, you're setting yourself up for a lifetime of beatings. What's the decision going to be? Because I'm pretty sure you told yourself you were going to start on the first. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself again you were going to start on the second. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself you were going to start on the third. And I'm pretty sure you've done this year after year after year. When's it going to be? Join us this year. Make the change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. This isn't about losing 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 100 pounds. This is about becoming a person that can control their external environment and make decisions that serve them, no matter how hard those decisions might be, no matter how inconvenient those decisions might be. That's the only way you're going to solve this problem long term. So don't wait another day. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait to another year where you're going to get fatter and broker and more miserable. Start today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.